Hi, this is Tom Winifrith with a bonus Bearcast on the subject of StratAero. It is worth doing a Bearcast just on this company because there's quite a lot I want to say in the main Bearcast. Because the company served up interims today, which are quite possibly one of the worst sets of results I've seen in history. The company is completely and utterly insolvent, and that it is shares are allowed to continue trading on the AIM casino just shows what a joke the bottom end of the market is. Before we turn to today's quite appalling announcement, let us rewind to June 26th this year. It was on June 26th that the company published its full year results for calendar 2016. It's always rather a bad sign when a public company is so tardy in announcing its results. I think perhaps there are some excuses for StratAero. Because there was a change of management late in the financial year of 2016 or halfway through it. The old management were widely discredited. You will remember they pulled little stunts like the CEO announcing he was purchasing shares and then claiming it back on expenses. So he got shares for free and punters were spoofed into buying shares in the company on the basis that the CEO seemed confident. That was all done with the express intention of pushing up the share price so that a placing could be got away. We produced email evidence to show that and to show that broker Beaufort was complicit in this arrangement. That is securities fraud, folks. It is market abuse. It should be a criminal offence. There should be people going to prison for that. You, the investor, bought shares. Well, I hope you didn't because this was a crock of shit and we warned you as much. But some investors bought shares because they thought the CEO had dipped into his own pocket to buy stock. The reality was that he had not. He had effectively been given free stock. That's fraud. People should have gone to prison. Of course, it's AIM. So no action was taken against the individuals responsible and no action was taken against the company, StratAero, and no action was taken against the broker, Beaufort. That is wrong. And that's why so many of us have so little faith in the bottom end of the AIM casino. But I digress slightly. Suffice to say, has the culture at StratAero changed so they're transparent with investors? I don't know. I think the jury's out on it. But the antics of the old board and the advisors who are still advising the company mean that the stock is a barge pole, whichever way you look at it. When you turn to the financials, you see more of a barge pole issue. Now, on June 26th, when publishing the final results, the new management team said that they were quietly confident of achieving financial targets. And that financial target was that the company would achieve run rate break even by the end of 2017. Since December is usually a piss poor month for any company, you know, people aren't booking that many sales because they're too busy going out on the lash, sticking their hand up their secretary's skirt and photocopying their penis on the office photocopier to actually deliver sales or book orders, one would assume the target month for this was November. They were saying in late June, they believed that by November, they would be at run rate break even. Wind forward to today, which is not that long after June 26th. It is just 2.5 months, and we're told that that target has already been abandoned. The company will instead hope to make to achieve run rate break even during the first half of 2018. Well, that's pretty bad. Not only is it bad in that it is effectively a lack of profits warning, but it's pretty bad in that it shows the company really has no earnings visibility at all. For there to be such a deterioration in the underlying trading outlook, this isn't due to cost overruns. The company has slashed costs since the largesse of the previous regime. It is due to sales not coming through. It shows the big deterioration in the outlook for sales in the space of just 10 weeks. Well, that is very bad news indeed. With such limited earnings visibility, what faith would you, I or any rational person have in the idea that the company would achieve run rate break even indeed in the first half of 2018. I put it to you, we should have no faith whatsoever. Earnings visibility here is dire. Now we come to the actual numbers, and they are truly horrific. There's a lot of blather in there about what the company's doing, its new initiatives. It's all bullshit, you know. The real key thing here is the numbers. For the 6 months to 30th June 2017, there was a 38% growth in revenue to $568,553. That is good. I applaud the company. Well done for that. But of course, sales are vanity. Anyone can achieve sales. You just have to drop the price to be competitive. It is not really a great metric of success. I mean, it's good. You want companies to have sales going up. What matters, though, is profitability, or more importantly, cash generation. In the case of Stratera, of course, it's lack of profitability and lack of cash generation. But I make this point. Companies that focus on sales are trying to distract you. It's that old thing of holding up one hand there. Oh, look at my sales. And you're so busy obsessing by the person waving their right hand in the air that they don't notice that the left hand is picking your pocket. It's the usual trick. Anyone can achieve a growth in sales simply by dropping the sales price to a level where they're not achieving an economic return. There is a reduction in operating losses, however, 57% reduction in operating losses. But still, in the 6 months, the company lost $910,222. That reduction in operating losses is not driven by the sales growth, because the sales growth is only $150,000. The reduction in operating losses is just over $1 million. It's driven largely by cost cutting. Cost cutting is not something which you can do more than once. Once the costs are out of the business, they're out of the business. So for it to go, for the company to move from an operating loss of $910,000 to break even, it needs, there's not so much it can do in terms of taking more cost out of the business. The new regime came in way back in 2016. They've taken the costs out. There is some things they can do, and the company talks about moving to a new central headquarters, et cetera, losing a lease on a property. So there are some things they can do. But for this company to move to operating profit, it needs to be driving far more spectacular sales growth. The company raised a hell of a lot of money during the first half to keep the lights on, and at the year end, cash balances amounted to $371,896. The company flags up this is higher than in 2016, but that's irrelevant. It's all due to the amount of money raised by issuing confetti to long-suffering shareholders. The issue, of course, here is not what the cash balances are. It's a matter of looking, because cash balances are one thing, but what about people focus on this, but they ignore other items in net current assets. There are trade receivables, monies owed by customers, and there are trade payables, monies owed to suppliers. In the case of Stratero, we see that trade receivables are $310,641. That's trade and other receivables. I wonder what sort of is the split down of those other receivables. I suspect quite a lot of it is prepayments, etc. The trade receivables, if it was all trade receivables, you'd have to say the fact that customers are taking 4 months to pay for their services is not a particularly good sign. I suspect there's a split between trade and other receivables is largely on the other receivables, i.e. they're things which won't translate into cash. But I should be exceedingly generous, because I am a nice guy. And I don't want you telling anyone that, because I've got a reputation as a complete and utter bastard to protect. But I'll be a nice guy and pretend that all of the trade and other receivables can be turned into cash, in which case you get total current assets of $682,537. Unfortunately, trade and other payables are $727,260 at the period end. And the one thing you know about trade payables is people do demand to be paid. You can't just keep on fobbing off. Usually it's the tax man, a lot of VAT you've collected, and PAYE. You can't fob these people off forever, you know. You do have to pay all trade payables. There was also borrowings due within 1 year of $143,088. The net effect is that total current liabilities are $870,348. Yeah, you've worked it out. Current assets, $682. Current liabilities, $870. That's a bit of a problem, isn't it? It's almost minus $200,000. It's about minus $190,000 net current liabilities. In other words, the company was technically insolvent. It could not pay its liabilities as they fell due. Now, in order to avoid the offence of trading whilst insolvent, which is a criminal offence, and if one is guilty of the offence of trading whilst insolvent, then the directors are personally liable for any additional costs incurred after the point when you get to the stage where you're trading whilst insolvent. The directors of StratAero will argue that they're not guilty of this offence, the company is not trading whilst insolvent, because it has a reasonable expectation that it's going to raise fresh equity or debt. It can't argue that it's going to immediately turn into profitability, because there's a profits warning, which is already included in the statement. Therefore, the company is telling you it's a slam dunk cert that it's going to have to raise fresh funds to keep going. Because I'm a generous guy, I am a nice guy. I don't want you to tell anyone, because I have my reputation to protect. I should point out that there are some non-current liabilities, and specifically borrowings of $409,696. And deferred tax liabilities of $360,154. Total $769,850. Those are liabilities which are payable more than 12 months from the balance sheet period. So after June 30th next year. But they're going to have to be paid eventually. So one should include those. And that gives you total liabilities of $1,640,000. $198. Against that, most of the assets of this company are intangibles. $1.558195, $1.5 million. Property, plant, and equipment probably couldn't be sold for a lot, but it's $186,431. So you get an effect that you've got total current assets, which we're going to pretend, because we're nice people, can be turned into cash of $682,537, and total liabilities of something like $1.6 million. In other words, this company is $1 million adrift in terms of solvency on a long-term basis. Short-term, it's $200,000 adrift. But of course, the position is getting worse. Now, you might say that the P&L story of $1 million, whichever way you look at it, going to money heaven. The company talks about it being operating losses being 950, but that's ignoring the $150,000 it paid out to crony capitalist brokers for issuing shares during the period. You know, coke and hookers cost quite a bit. We're going to charge. So whether it's 950 or 1.1 million is the true figure of operating loss, I suggest, you know, its share issuing costs aren't going to be a one-off when it comes to StratAero. So we should look at it at 1.1 million. The company will argue that there were some non-cash items in there, amortization of goodwill, etc., etc., etc. Quite happy to accept that. However, if you look at the actual cash used in operations, it was $908,892 plus interest expense of $76,128, meaning a total net cash used in operating activities of $985,020. However, if one is going to strike off amortization, depreciation, one should also include purchases of property, plant and equipment, CapEx, in order to keep the operation going. That was $67,628. Put another way, there was about $1.05 million sent to money heaven in the first half. It is inconceivable that the second half will come anywhere close to that number being eliminated. We now know the company is not going to reach operating cash break-even by during 2017. We know, therefore, it will be burning cash every single month. I accept the rate of cash burn is likely to decrease because there are some more costs to come out and because revenues do appear to be rising, but it's not going to come anywhere close to being eliminated. This company needs a massive equity injection. It may be able to secure some debt, but a lender has nothing to secure the debt against. There are no tangible assets. So any lender will demand a usurious rate of interest, an absolutely enormous credit card plus rate of interest, almost certainly with an equity kicker, the chance to dilute into shares at a price which is guaranteed to be way below the then current share price. So it's going to be hugely expensive debt and also massively dilutive. Meanwhile, it's hard to see how the company can secure enough debt to meet its needs. It needs at least, by now, assuming we're 3 months into the second half, it probably needs at least $500,000 in order simply to get it to a position where it has neutral net current assets. It's going to need another $500,000 to fund it through to Christmas to avoid it going tits up. So I suggest that the minimum fundraise the company needs is $1 million just to stave off insolvency. That would still leave the company with negative tangible assets of about $800,000 and still being some way away from actually being profitable, if indeed it ever is, because earnings visibility is so bad. Against all of this, the shares have fallen today by 12% to 0.0725 of a penny. There are so many shares in issue after confetti issue after confetti issue after confetti issue that still leaves a market cap of 1.4 million sterling, or shall we call it $1.9 million. This company is truly worthless. The net present value of this company is way under zero. Not only does it have, if you were to sell everything today, it would have negative net assets because the goodwill's worth nothing of about $1 million, and it's burning cash on a month-on-month basis. I bet you in the month of September it's still going to burn another $100,000 of cash. And will have been doing so at least that much for most of the second half already. In other words, the net present value of this company is zero. I don't care that drones may have a great future in the world. There are so many companies operating in this space. There is no guarantee that this one, which is basically insolvent and burning cash and has a track record of regulatory transgressions, is going to succeed. I used to own some shares in a gold mining company. I wonder what happened to them. It was a Canadian company. I looked up. Guess what? It's a drone company these days too. There are all sorts of companies involved in this space. And that is going to mean that there's going to be pressure on margins. You might have made a killing early on in the droning business, but these days margins are being slashed by competition costs. And therefore, there is no guarantee you're going to get superior returns. And this is not the way to play droning, since the company is fundamentally worthless. Really, StratAero should call it a day. If there is a fundamental business there, someone should just offer a few quid for it, take it private. This company is not fit at every level to be listed, even on a joke market like the AIM Casino. I'll be back with a regular Bearcast a bit later. If you've enjoyed this, you got two more days of Bearcast, today and tomorrow. After that, the only people who will access Bearcast are those who've taken out a subscription. Can cost £6 a month to use Share Profits. There's an Ask Glove at the top showing how you sign up. Don't wait. Hope you sign up today and keep enjoying the Bearcast. Speak to you a bit later.